Hey everybody, I'd like to talk a little bit about highlighting amended scripts. Highlighting a script that needs amendment is standard procedure. There's a reason why I ask that you color code alternating male-female scripts, which I'll get to in a minute. First, however, please note the colors to be used should be yellow for male and green for female, and purple for deletions. If it's a single voice script, whether male or female, you can use just yellow. But if you'd like to keep it male yellow and female green, that's fine as well. Okay, now on to the reason why color coding is important. On both newly amended scripts and scripts that have been amended multiple times, it comes down to clarity and, most importantly, voice talent order. Normally, unless noted by you, CSI's default voice order when a script comes in is male takes the odd paragraphs and female takes the even paragraphs. Where a problem arises is when I'm left to color code the amended script. So, for example, let's say you're sending a previously amended script that has alternating voices and the script had a paragraph deleted. This obviously changes the voice order, but since I don't have the original and the highlights have been removed from the old amendments, I won't know which paragraph has been previously removed. So, when it's amended again, it's not color-coded properly, chances are certain paragraphs will be assigned to the wrong voice talent, which this actually unfortunately happens often. Even on first-time amendments, color-coding will be important when future amendments occur, because you will see the previous color-coding and appropriately change the new amendment, thus the script will be in the correct order. Now, because of this issue, if it does occur that the wrong voice talent has read the amendment in the wrong order, and we have to send it out again to have it reread by the correct voice talent, there will be an additional fee to cover the voice talent's time for reading the script a second time. There's no reason why the studio or the voice talent should have to do this type of correction free of charge, because the script wasn't properly color-coded. It's not their fault. This issue will not fall under the no-charge allotment spelled out in our price menu. I hope that I've articulated this clearly so you understand. However, if there's any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. See ya.